So my concern, what I've studied, what I've understood, is that the other people without all these tools and instruments, what do they have to go through to build? And so the nomenclature is key. What would you call a business and how do you define it so that you don't break or put them down is key. Because many times when we judge ourselves, we just say that, oh, you know, when you compare it with this kind of country, you know, we are nothing. And many of our people are doing that. They're doing so well, but at the same time, when they convert it to dollar or pound, it's nothing. But I tell them that the pound, the dollar man was sourced.
Well, I guess it's true, right? But if you're coming from the CD system or whatever currency it is that you're coming from,
yes, sir,
and that's all you know,
yes,
it makes sense to not try to compare it to any other currency because that's all you know, right?
That's what
you measure it by those metrics. But when you are bringing investment in dollar into this country, you need to measure it by a dollar 10.
I agree. But maybe I don't have access to that one. Yes. And many of the people that we have to lift up will not even get any investor from any dollar anyway.
Mm.
And that's the reality on our market, though. And as a matter of fact, our market or our economy is controlled by those people. No investor from anywhere. So understand, we can study that for the few who would love your approach. The other day, a young man called me and said that I have started a laundry and I need an investor. I said, how much are you doing? 3,000 CDs a month. And he's looking for somebody to give me a lot of money so that he can open a lot of doors. I said, I don't know that one. What I know is that if anybody wants to give you $100,000 or $1 million, this is your figure you're doing, I don't know how many people will bet on you. So prove yourself. And remove those things that you have watched on the internet. You know, Shark Tank and those, remove them. Because you may not have access to those. But you can build with a lot of discipline. 3,000, you can go to 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. Maybe it'll take you another 10 years to even open another branch. But you'll build the strength that when you cross a certain threshold, you'll be able to, you know, spread. And that's the magic in our economy. Lifting it is so high because of the instruments that we use. But once it's taking a height, you can go. And that's what Mr. Blair was able to. You know, he went through that, you know, that force for so long a time. And then when he took the height, was able to spread and build his wealth. That is our approach. So I appreciate that, but the thing is, let's say, many of them don't even have a visa.
Mm.
So how do you give that person that kind of setting if you want? I wouldn't. But then when we come to that level, we can discuss that. So I always separate it, which category are you talking of? You know, but my focus is more on the category where 80% of our people can build with the little that they have, with the things that they have. Well, in this world that you're registering a business and you're taking something before you even register, you have not made any profit. So we should understand what we are dealing with.
Okay. I've started everything myself.
Yes.
I've heard your words.
Yes.
I think it's amazing. So I started a farm.
Yes.
I've been building it for 5 years.
Yes.
Now my yearly revenue is around 120,000. Fantastic.
Yes.
At which point do I scale up?
So long as you feel it. Okay, for instance, our business, when we started, we focused on one. It was working, and then we spread it to two. What did we see? We saw our ability to not be there, and the other person, or the person we employ, being able to take care of the business. I think that is one. So long as you are worried that somebody takes care of it and they will steal it, they will squander your money, then don't spread. And I think the other thing is maybe using revenue measures. You can give yourself that if this business is doing 100,000 a month, maybe I can spread it. But if you're doing 2,000, 3,000, what do you want to spread? You grow it to a certain level. So your ability to increase revenue, and the other one is your ability to make sure that you can let other people handle it without you worrying and the figure's not going down. So how do you test that? You test it, you know, you can have somebody work with you. You study their character. If they are so well, sometimes you leave the place for them to run to see 1, 2, 3 days. If it's still okay, then you can say that, okay, I want you to go and handle this and let's see. If they go and they fail, you close it. You come back and work again until it works. So your ability to grow somebody, develop somebody to work as you or sometimes even better than you is at the point that you can spread or you can grow.
You mentioned something in one of your interviews that you think everybody can be entrepreneur.
Yes.
Now, this same person you've employed and entrusted one shop with.
Yes.
And they are hearing your words.
Yes.
You've trusted them, opened the shop.
Yes.
But now they've done so well with your words that now they have a business they want to move into. Then how do you manage you as a business person, the dynamics of trying to retain the person, trying to keep the business going, and then also trying to empower them to move move on?
The truck driver does not worry about so much who gets on board and who steps down. Your ability to pick a talent and develop them and not hold on so much to them is the key. If they come to a point where they want to go and start something, let them go. But you also can pick talent, because how many people? There are so many. When you are on the street, you see there is work for everybody, even those with broom sweeping. When they stop, somebody has word. Will always come. Your ability to pick that person, groom them, develop them. And you're also not grooming just one person at a time. You're grooming many. And so their going is not really a challenge for me, even though it can hit you so much. But because you're not depending on one person, we have a structure. We are in our businesses, they go. But we still run them anyway, because somebody will always come. And they work with you for a period. It's just like a school. You know, you go to university, whatever be the case, you can move on. But the school is designed so that they absorb new people all the time. So I will go for that kind of model. So you're not so much holding on to somebody being with you for forever. They can die. They can get accident. They can get sick. How about that one? They're human. They can disappoint you. So your bet is on your ability to build that kind of structure where people can come in, develop themselves, work with you within that period that they are good. And if they move on, another person can easily take over. You know,
when I started looking into you, right, I was looking for a business that you represent. I read real estate and retail, and then the fact that you're an engineer. But I was looking for the business. And it was only when we started having conversations downstairs that I was like, oh, yes, no, that this is exactly what he does.
Yes.
Because we get a lot of people who are intellectually brilliant.
Yes.
But you have actually gone through the mill.
Yes.
You have actually have businesses that you are running.
Yes.
So take me through that.
Yes.
You know, your main business that you run.
Yes. Actually, what we are doing is an intellectual exercise than putting our business out. So we really, we don't really so much push the businesses that we have built out there so much. Because what I'm doing is working on the mindset of our people than just sharing my experience or my lessons. Because a lot of our people are so much interested in the story than the principles. I believe in the principles. Once people get the principles, they can build with it without even you just sharing your story. And so that's why I teach the principles. But we have used those principles to build.
Right.
And so we have built retail shops, multiple of them. We have run them over 14 years with my wife in the malls. You see them. We make products, actually. We handle a lot of workers.
Wow.
We have construction company. We have done all kind of engineering works. Yeah, and we have our own development. But I don't put them there because that is not the focus. My focus is how does that story inspire? It's just like me hearing world billionaires. I really get sad when I see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I really get sad, especially when Africans are comparing themselves to say, oh, Ghana doesn't have any billionaire. Go and look at the infrastructure that produce that or those billionaires. Then you see that once you don't have those things set, you can't get those results. So the same, once we have the principles taught out that when you come to Ghana, for instance, or when you're a young man and you're here, the education that they have given you will make you not to believe in yourself as an African. So you've virtually been given a colonial education that exhausts everybody and puts you down. So it doesn't matter whether you have a degree or master's or PhD. Many of our people, when you talk to them for 10 minutes, you know that it's still the colonial syndrome is still working. They praise everybody and then they come straight to Ghana. Ghana is poor. Ghana is a Ghanaian. You can't trust Ghanaians. We are backward. We are not developing. Yet everybody comes here and they see the wealth that we have. Why? Because they didn't have to go through that colonial setting that many of us have been subjected to.
Do you disagree that a lot of the people are bad? You disagree?
I don't think. I think that is the training. I don't think people are bad. I don't think so. Because people have come to our programs. Now we have a network of boys, people that they have never met, that people have sent money to buy land for them, do their farming, do their project, and they have never met them. A gentleman shared a story with me. He came to one of our seminars in Kumasi. And this young man came to talk. And so he picked his number. The guy is in Techimai. The man is in, big man, is in Accra, hotel owner. He said that, listen, I picked your number from Obin when I came to the seminar. And I want you to order these things for me. And I will send you money. The man sent the young man 300,000 Ghana cedis. He put it in his account. And the boy was able to deliver the goods. Why? Because the boy has heard something different. What changes a man's life is the knowledge that you expose them to. The training. Our people are not bad. It's the system. It's the training that we have refused to push us through. And they will fail. Even when you are training them, they what? They will fail. But you just have to understand that you can't just give up on everybody because you think we are naturally bad. And that, for me, is an error. We have refused to look at the things that are making our people behave the way they behave. I think that you can correct a lot of them with training.
We can correct.
Yes.
So before we can correct, then we must recognize the problem.
Yes.
So we recognize that.
Yes, there's a challenge. Yes.
Right. Okay. That's what I wanted to establish, because I think I've said this over 10 podcasts, that I put bins outside to allow people to drop their bins on the street.
Yes.
Instead of putting on the street, they should put in the bin. It's been stolen twice.
Yes. Yes. What does that mean?
What it means that the people are not ready for the change I'm trying to bring.
But there are thieves everywhere.
Yes.
Yes. So somebody will steal. The change, before you put something there, of course, this one is beyond you.
Mm.
But at least when I bring it, the society must have a structure to train our people. Listen, the society does not have that kind of structure now. We rely on school, rely on religion, rely on TV. What do you see on our TV? The things that will develop people, because human beings must be developed. I don't subscribe to the thinking that, every human being can just... I think I reflect the training that I've been through. The things that I speak, the things that I do, you can't take my training out of it. The family that I came from, the education, the things that I've read, the things that I subject myself to, they reflect. A man reflects his training more than his talent. You reflect your training more than your talent. And the training is what makes the difference. If your training meets your talent, you're sporadic, you know. You can spread quickly.